This is Fresh Air. Om Puri, a celebrated Indian actor who appeared in more than 300 films, died of a heart attack last Friday at his home in Mumbai. He was 66. Puri gained critics' attention in the 1980s when the Indian New Wave cinema focused on the country's social inequality. He was best known in the West for the British film My Son the Fanatic, in which he played an émigré whose son has become a Muslim fundamentalist, and East is East, in which he played a Pakistani cab driver in North England trying to raise his children with Pakistani traditions. He also had a small role in Gandhi and starred with Tom Hanks in Charlie Wilson's War, playing the President of Pakistan. Puri was one of nine children born to a junior railway officer in northern India, but only he and one sister survived into adulthood. Terry spoke to Om Puri in 2000.
You made about 130 films in India. That's a staggering number of films. Tell me what the production schedule is like that would enable you to make so many films.
Well, India is the largest film-producing country in the world. I mean, it's a huge country with 900 million people and about 23 different languages. And the main national language is Hindi. And, I mean, I worked mostly in Hindi films. So for an actor, it is not a big deal to do, 130 films in 24 years. There are actors in India who really overwork too much, and they may be in their mid-60s or something, and they may have done 350 films. which is quite... for example, if you have a major part, if you're playing a central part, then maybe you'll be required for 8 weeks to finish the film. And in some films, you may have a smaller part, which means you may be required for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. So easily, you can do 5-6 films in a year.
What are some of the typical roles you've played in Indian movies?
Well, I have been mostly associated, my early career, for about 10-12 years, I have been with the art cinema, which is a cinema which is socially relevant, which talks about the social issues, social political issues, etc., which is small in nature, which is small in budget also, whereas the commercial cinema is huge, big canvas, big money. Art cinema gave me respect, credibility, status, and gave me opportunity to travel all over the world, because those films went to all kind of festivals all over the world. Whereas commercial cinema gave me a standard of living back home. So I'm part of my work, which is about 35-40%, is commercial cinema, which essentially is an entertaining cinema and what we call escapist cinema.
Well, what are some of your impressions of the differences for an actor making a Western movie compared to an Indian film?
The major difference in India, particularly in commercial cinema, is the fact that the films are not shot at a stretch. They are shot in bits and pieces. You shoot for a film for 10 days and then you don't shoot for that film for 3 months. Then you shoot for 20 days. Then you don't shoot for that for maybe 6 months, which is a very erratic way of working, really.
That sounds really odd.
I
said that sounds really odd because, first of all, your body can change in 6 months. And second
yes,
of all...
Yes, and it does. Uh-huh. It does, but people try and, say, for example, they will keep the same haircut for every role they play, the commercial actors. And they would try and keep their same weight. But a lot of times, if the film gets delayed, which it does actually, normal Hindi commercial film takes 1.5 years to, it can go up to 3 years. So in 3 years, people do change. People put on weight, people, So that's a major difference, really. And another peculiar thing, which is quite funny, is that commercial cinema does not give you a copy of a script, unlike the art cinema in India. They tell you a story and they tell you your character, but you don't have a copy of script in your hand.
So how do you learn your lines?
You get it on the same day when you go for filming. You get it on the same morning. So no homework is expected from an actor.
What's the rationale behind that?
Well, rationale is that they are not ready with their scripts. In fact, when they ask me in India, what is the difference between shooting in the West and East and here? I say, well, they work on a script for 2 years and then go ahead and shoot the film within 6 months and that's it. And you work here for 2 months on a script and then go on shooting for 3 years. But Terry, let me tell you, the thing is, they feel very insecure, the producers. That is why they don't give you a copy of the script, because they all get worried that somebody else will steal their subject. Because we don't have a serious copyright, etc. So therefore, they don't reveal their scripts. They would have a copy of the script, but it will be with them. And they never reveal the climax of the film till the end. When they are almost done with the entire film, then they go and shoot the climax, because they feel that some other producer or director will steal their idea and they won't have the novelty.
Now, you've been making more movies in England. I imagine one of the obstacles you're up against is trying to find good roles for an Indian actor.
Yes.
My guess would be there aren't a lot of them.
Yes, I wouldn't say there are a lot of them. And that's why I'm not leaving my ground.
Right.
That's Bombay.
Right.
So whenever I have an opportunity, because I've been enjoying to work in the West, and I hope I do find, roles like... In the past, people who had faces like me, like Mr. Anthony Quinn, who has been my favorite, and also Omar Sharif, who could look like an Arab. And I hope that I do have interesting parts, not necessarily major roles, but interesting characters. I'll be happy enough to work in those.
You said that people like Anthony Quinn and Omar Sharif have faces like you. What kind of face do you have?
I think, I essentially have an Asian face and a gypsy face. I could be from Arab. I could be from South America, parts of South America, So it's not necessarily an Indian face. It's a rustic face. It's not... traditional good-looking chocolate face.
What does chocolate face mean?
Chocolate face means well-chiseled, beautiful, everything proportional. I have a big nose, big fat nose, and I have pork marks, which I got it when I was about 5, I think. I had smallpox.
You had smallpox?
Yes, I had smallpox when I was about 5.
And that scarred your face?
Yes.
Wow, do you have a lot of memories of when you had smallpox?
I think I have been even smaller than that. The only image I do remember that my mother used to tie me to the cot when she had to do some work. She used to tie me so that I don't scratch. She used to tie my hands to the cot.
Did you?
That image I do remember.
When you were growing up with the pock marks left from smallpox, were you very self-conscious about that as a kid?
I was, to be honest. When I used to look at films, etc. And that is why, perhaps one of the reasons why I didn't go directly to cinema. I went into theater. I thought I don't have a right kind of a face for the theater. Till I was exposed to world cinema. When I saw, the international cinema or cinema of Satyajit Ray and Mrinal Sen, then I saw that, there are faces like me in these films. And since I was only exposed to the commercial Indian cinema, which had most faces were chiseled, what we call chocolate faces.
Mm-hmm. Were you worried about the close-ups,
then,
too?
Yes. Then my taboo really... sort of broke, and I started thinking in terms of I was no longer self-conscious, and today I'm not. In fact, when I came to Bombay, some of my senior friends did suggest me that I should go in for plastic surgery. I said, no, I will not fool around with my body. But I will play, I will accept whatever his nature has given me. I mean, I couldn't imagine myself going through plastic surgery and looking at myself that, where is the person gone with whom I had lived for 30
exactly,
years or 35
exactly.
years? Yeah?
Indian actor Om Puri spoke with Terry Gross in 2000. He died last Friday in Mumbai. He was 66.